Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Richard.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
We are.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. And it plays anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Oh. Well, hey there and hello there, universe. It's me here, Jeff Emmett, you know, one of your hosts here on Your Guiltiest Pleasure. Alongside of me tonight, we got Mr. Lips in the house. Lips, Jim Bob Hankins, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm all wrapped in Saran wrap, but we'll get
like
to that
in
a minute.
I like that.
And, of course, that is the sound of the one, the only, Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. How you doing, Gert?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm kind of amazing. I'm in the French Quarter right now, in Nolan. And Finny the Degenerate Dolphin is wearing a tutu. He's bedazzled. We've been drinking. There was an incident report. There have been several police on horseback that have been interfering, and Vinny likes horses, so as you can imagine.
Okay, who just came
like
in on a bowling alley?
What?
I don't know, it just sounded like somebody was at a bowling alley.
That wasn't me. No balls here. I'm behaving. Thank you very much.
Mm-mm. Well, Allie will be joining us in just a second. She's rapping at the moment, and
that's
I'm sure
exciting.
Karen Ashley will be along shortly. This is a little traumatic for me because I'm wrapped in Saran wrap, and James made fun of me right before he went on air because he heard my front door open, and he knew that I was going to go have a cigarette while I'm supposedly purging the toxins out of my body.
You're not allowed. Please tell me you haven't had alcohol because you're not allowed.
I said cigarette. No, I'm not drinking.
Okay, but
I'm
checking because I know how you do.
No. I haven't drank all day, and I have been drinking tons and tons of water because I was so nervous, and I'm like, you know. So it's done. It's on. And I had, like, so I have the, like, industrial thing of Saran wrap, you know, for, like, when you're moving so you can wrap your crap up. It was left by my friend when she moved. So I've had it in the house the whole time, and Joe just happened to find it, like, last week or something. He was like, what's this for? And I was like, oh, let me use that. Can I tell you, Saran wrapping my body with this big butt roll was a little bit traumatic. Like, it was kind of hard. It didn't go as easily as I remember Saran wrapping myself years ago. Was a little tough.
But I'm guessing you already look skinnier, correct?
Well, if you don't do it, you're not supposed to do it really tight. We're back in the day. Okay, so I was telling James right before the show started. Oh, come on, go by. You know, back in the day when I used to do numbers, I would wear like 3 cinchers. I'd wear one that was like a slip, and then one that had like the metal things in it, and then I had this Jekyll and Smith one that looked like a bathing suit. So I'd wear all 3 of those. And then I would Saran wrap my stomach. And this was when I was at my skinniest, but, you know, that's usually where the problems lie. And I used to go on stage. Well, the one time I got off stage, they had to, like, cut it all off me because I, like, couldn't breathe and was going to pass out. It was a little bad.
Wow.
So since then, I haven't Saran wrapped myself. So it was a little, you know, just trying to get back in the groove of things. And then it kept getting stuck. It was a little traumatic. And the gel, it's nice and cool, though. I have to say, it feels nice. Like, the gel on it, it's all cool. It feels, I don't know, like maybe like an Icy Hot. I don't know what that feels like, but I'm assuming.
Icy Hot feels really weird, though. Icy
I
hot,
like
this.
This feels delicious, but it's not hot. It's like a cool feeling. And, like, I don't know. And it smells kind of eucalyptus-y, minty. So it's kind of fun. And of course, like 5 minutes after I put it on, I ran and got the tape measured to see if there was a difference, and not so much.
Not to talk shit, but here goes. You sound like a giant mojito, and I'm a rum fan, so I'm okay with it. But I'm just saying, I don't know if mojitos are sexy.
What? Oh, okay. Who's there?
Allie.
Hello. Hi, everybody. So those of you that have been around a long time, you'll remember Allie. She was on like right around the time Karen started. Allie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastical. Did you do your rap?
I did. I got to say, I feel like really awkward right now. I feel like I've been stuffed and wrapped in a burrito shell that totally does smell like a mojito. Like, I could seriously just, like, lick myself right now.
I know.
It is really cool and tingly.
Where did you do yours?
I did mine on my midriff. I have got to get rid of the baby flab.
Okay, that's where I did mine. So, hopefully, we'll see here. Mine is due to come off about 40 minutes into the show. So, we'll see. I hope I don't get the toxic bloat thing they talked about, but I think I drank enough water.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of the toxic bloat. I really don't want to end up sadder than I was to begin with, because that's just not comfortable.
Well, but it only lasts for, like, whatever. Like, by the morning, it should be gone, and you should have lost more inches. That's what they say.
I'm just saying, I don't want any pictures that tell me sadder than I already am.
I think that Jeffrey's just using it as an excuse to be fat. Oh, it's not me, it's the toxic bloat. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, because you don't know. That's Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. And then we also have Mr. James Hankins on the line. You missed him. He was a producer. Well, he is a producer now. But he started one night as a listener, and he called in to ask a question. And his infamous question was, James, what was it?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Handle it.
In a sexual situation, when you underperform, what advice would you have to make up for that situation next time?
And what was the answer?
I don't really remember. Frank told me I should put on some music. Jeffrey told me I should get a little alcohol in my system. Mike J was trying to flirt and trying to get me to come to Rhode Island to conquer that problem.
He would, yes, he would.
Oh.
It's the truth. He does. He is such a flirt. So those of you that missed last night, Mike J is not going to be anchored on Thursday, but we will have him on next week. Some scheduling conflicts kind of came erupt with all of our schedules, but he will be on next week.
Conflict to air. Our conflict has occurred. Shocking. I'm just saying.
Girl, speak English. yeah.
Scheduling conflicts when we were going to air our conflict, a.k.a. mine, occurred. Shocking.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, I'm a little traumatized. But, yeah, so that was how James called in, and that was his question. And ever since then, like, I think within a week, like, he became a producer on the show or, like, a guest co-host or something. And then he, you know, now he has his own show on Friday nights. Jimbo on air.
We forced him. We kidnapped him. He had no choice, and he's been stuck with us ever since.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, James came out. He's from Missouri.
I'm just really stuck. Missouri. I'm enjoying the time here. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm from Missouri.
And he's from Missouri, and he loves NASCAR.
You are an asshole, and I'm going to punch you in the face when I see you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who's your favorite driver? I got to ask. If you watch NASCAR, who's your favorite driver?
I don't have one.
See, he's not a real NASCAR fan, because real NASCAR fans are diehards. They've got a number.
Now, I do think Dale Earnhardt Jr. is pretty cute.
Okay.
And his
I'll
number
give you that
is 88,
one.
And 88 is the year I was born. So that's the only reason I know that. 88 was the year.
Oh, my God, you're a baby.
He is.
I'll be 25 next month.
And then, Allie, I got to tell you, when James, we all did a benefit out here in October. James flew in. It was like picking up just a crazed person. Bitch was like not about to get on a plane. He called me from the layover. He was talking about not getting on a second plane. Got here, could not fly. And then this bitch took the Greyhound home.
I did.
The Greyhound. Have you ever been to the bus station in Syracuse? Girl, it's traumatic. I was real horrified.
Well, you know, he has an S curve, yeah, and he probably felt more at home.
Yeah.
With the Amish people? No, I didn't.
Yeah, there was like 45 Amish people on his bus, which was even more entertaining. But yeah, he took the bus home, and it took him like 5 days or something crazy. I don't know. It was just absolutely batshit crazy. But what he found out, though, is if he would have got on the plane, he would have ended up flying on the first flight with Katrina.
Oh, see, she would have made it all better for you, James. You missed out.
I know. Okay, that is one of the biggest regrets I have in my life. But I'm glad that I did it because I learned something that I don't like riding in buses for long periods of time. So I just have to step it up and get on the plane, which is what I'm going to have to do when we go to Houston. But, yeah, like, I don't want to talk about me anymore, people. Stop talking about me.
But you're entertaining.
He truly is.
No, I'm sad. My life is very sad. It's not entertaining. Just how we've been.
Your life is not sad.
Oh, and here is the one and only Miss Karen Ashley. Miss Karen Ashley, we meet Allie by Sally.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Allie. So sorry I'm tardy for the party. I actually was held up in a meeting, so I do apologize.
Karen, what you missed was Allie and I are both wrapped up like frickin' burritos.
I've had that done before. Now, is this the... Okay, when I went and got a body wrap years ago, they wrapped me up, like, from head to toe like a mummy, and then I had to get on a, like, elliptical machine for, like, half an hour. And then they wet my body, like, with the stuff, and then they wrapped me tighter, as tight as I could take it, and got back on the elliptical. And it, like, shrunk me down. Like, it shrunk me. Is this what you're doing?
Is that even legal?
Well, really, what happened is, unfortunately, the people running your spa used to watch the Vaughn Entertainment Power Rangers, and they and they just wanted to see you work it. And you
they wanted to see how much pain I could take.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, they did you dirty. They did you dirty.
It wasn't enjoyable.
I thought when you got
a body wrap, it would be enjoyable, and it was not. It was, like, painful, and I lost inches, but it would work. I had to put it in
but
work.
But it sounds like my fantasy, a childhood superhero running around, doing work in spandex, wrapped up, sweating. I'm all about it.
Yeah. Is this what you do? I can't imagine Jeffrey doing this.
This is not anything like that because there's no.
Well, she's not running, obviously. There's no treadmill in sight.
I don't hear the elliptical in the background.
Yeah, because that's not what this is. This is not a full body wrap. It's just this little teeny, like, cloth thing, and you just kind of put it on the front of you, but then you have to, like, wrap yourself or wherever the area is with saran wrap to kind of keep it in place.
Okay.
So it's kind of small. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, does that come in big girl size? Like, what am I going to do with this?
You're going to wrap your big toe. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, but, like, I'm going to need, like, five of them bitches. So
what part did you wrap, Jeffrey? Your wiener?
I wrapped my stomach.
That's sweating. It's enlarged, weird, and has the adverse effects. Strange.
Right, we don't want you to wrap your junk, because then we don't want any shrinkage.
No, I know. That would be a little traumatic. No, so I didn't wrap my wiener. I wrapped my stomach, and it feels kind of cool. But the whole saran wrap thing is like a blast from the past. As I said earlier, it was a little, you know, I was like, oh, I remember this. But it was great because I had the industrial size one, so it was a little obnoxious. Allie, did you use household saran wrap or moving saran wrap?
I used household saran wrap. I got up on my child's potty seat stool, and I'm, like, trying to balance myself. And my husband's going around me, and I'm, like, wobbling. I'm like, oh, God, please don't let me fall and get a concussion right before the show.
You got your husband to wrap you in saran wrap? We should have video of this. We didn't plan well for this show.
Maybe Allie would have done that, but there was no video of me because I had to take my shirt off. And then you have to, like, take the wrap. And you have to, like, you know, mash the wraps together to kind of spread the gel out. So I did that, and then it was all over my hands. So I was like, well, be careful what I touch. So I just rubbed it all over my man boobs, hoping maybe they'll get a little shrinkage too. Because one of the girls at the party, she wrapped her boobs and lost 3 inches.
I would do that
in 45 minutes.
I would do that shit in 2 seconds. I would do that shit. I'm like a Katrina Johnson who likes her boobies big. I like mine small.
Yeah, no, I want the opposite. Thank you.
Yeah, this chick wrapped her boobs and lost 3 inches after the 45 minutes. I was like, get the fuck out of here. But she did. And so far, it does not look like I have the toxic bloat, so I think I'm good.
There's a chance of toxic bloat?
Well, no, because if you don't drink enough...
Tell us your symptoms. We need to know. I need to know. I may be suffering from that right now. I've had a lot of food.
Well, if you don't drink enough water...
Toxic bloat.
But I'm a little concerned because I didn't exfoliate today like I was supposed to. You know, so, like, you can get mixed results if you don't do the things they tell you to do and you're not supposed to use lotion. But, you know, I'm a guy and I'm a guinea. So I kind of got, you know, I got hair on my stomach. So I was a little concerned. Yeah, well, I was like, do I need, you know, like, I didn't really want to say it in front of everybody at that party, but I did. I was like, hey, hold up, balls to the wall, let's go. I was like, no, do I need to shave myself before I put this on? And she was like, no, no, no. So we should see.
I'm kind of.
No, it doesn't seem like it doesn't. No, because you rub it in afterwards. When you take the wrap off, you're supposed to rub the rest of it into your body. So I don't believe that it would stick like that. I'll be pissed. But Allie, I do want to have a contest. To see who loses the most inches. Like, I'm going to crack up if we both get done and we didn't lose any. But it's supposed to work for 72 hours, and you're supposed to measure yourself after 12 hours, 24 hours, and 72 hours. So tomorrow night will be the 24 hours, and that, I guess, is usually when. So we'll do the big reveal tomorrow, too. But we'll measure ourselves as soon as it's done to see what happens. But I'm a little concerned here. But it does feel kind of nice.
Well, I have a question for you, Jeffrey.
What?
I have a question. I have a question for you, Jeffrey. If you smooth, if you smeared all that stuff all over your breasts, are you tingling right now on your man boobs?
A little bit, because the one I kind of got on the nipple. Maybe hang on. Let me blow on it and see what happens.
Now you're making him play with himself.
Ooh, honey, yeah, slap some of that on your man's nipple and blow on it. It's fun like that.
Whose idea was this? I think this is a funny, like, sex game you're playing with each other. I don't believe for one second you're trying to slim it down.
You should mention a sex game because Saturday I'm having them throw in a little wrap party so everybody can come and get themselves wrapped. But also, one of my other friends has sex toys, so they're coming. We're going to do that in the attic because there might be some little children's here. So we're going to have the sex toys in the attic. But then also, Miss Allie has got a little thing going on the side. And Allie, you want to tell everybody what it is?
Well, Pink Zebra is a home fragrance company, and I am very excited about this because they have a variety of warmers. You can make your own custom candles from sprinkles. They look good enough and smell good enough to eat. You can make your own custom candle by mixing two scents or flavors, so to speak. And oh my gosh, Jeffrey, what did you pick when I was at your house?
I think
you didn't pick it. Joe picked for you.
Right. I think Joe. Yeah. Joe picked the one with the grass in it, the hippie one. But it wasn't hippie-ish, but it just smelled real good. And then the other one was the apple cinnamon or something, or cinnamon and sugar cookie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is fantastic. I've actually been burning it every night.
Have you? That's awesome.
It smells great. Like, it is. And it looks awesome, too. Like, I had a friend stop over yesterday. They were like, what's that? Like, they actually asked, you know. And I was like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it'll be here Saturday. So he's, like, flipping through the catalog. It was BC, everybody. You know, everybody on the show knows Peacock. So he was, like, all excited. So he's like, I don't know if I'm going to do this rap thing because the no caffeine part's killing me. He's like, but I'm going to order some candles.
Oh, I'm done. I couldn't do it.
Just for the day, they say to avoid caffeine, drink lots of water.
Yeah, I don't have no alcohol,
thing. I'm out.
I'm out. Tapped out. You hear that?
Yeah,
tapped out.
We
I
know,
can't
Watchy.
Do it. I'm gonna order some candles too. Forget the wrap.
Well, the best part is everybody can order candles. We're going to throw an uncensored Pink Zebra candle party.
Yes,
so if you want to order some candles from Allie, you can do it up until the party Saturday. So when do they have to order by?
They have until the following Friday. And I apologize, I don't have the exact date right in front of me. So
I'll tell you, hold on.
The 15th?
Mm-hmm.
It is, yes, the 14th, the 14th.
Okay, I'm sorry. They have until June 14th, and the party closes. We have to have all of the orders in by then. They can make sure, though, that they add their order to the party link, and we will have that up on the unscripted page. You're more than welcome to go to my direct website, pinkzebrahome.com/Allie by Tally. And Jeffrey's unscripted candle party, however, will have its
uncensored.
Own direct link. Oh, excuse me. Uncensored. Oh, they have a guy hard. I'm sorry.
I know. We got rid of a guy, and then he took the name with him, so we, you know, we had to change it up.
I'm sorry. Don't worry about the copyright.
It's all good. We did it at least for 2 months after, so it's all good. And we weren't sued, thank God. Yes.
So, okay, Allie, I want you to text me the link, and I'm going to send it to James so he can get it up in our chat room and blast that all over the pages.
Just tell me how to
I will do that right
name.
Now.
Just tell me
so
how to
you guys
your
can
name.
Go. And,
what's that?
Okay, I'll get it to you, James. So you guys can go and check out what you want to see, and then tomorrow we'll get the link up to you guys so you can actually buy stuff. So wait until tomorrow, but check it out, see if you like anything, and then we'll get the link to you. And you guys can be a part of my own little Pink Zebra candle party.
Cool.
How exciting. I'm sharing with the audience. And frankly, I like free stuff, so please order a lot so I can buy me some free things and give it away at weddings. So I can get everybody hooked on this stuff. And then also, that's right, I need a motorhome. And tomorrow, Rose will be coming on with us to talk about the wraps, presuming they work. You know, that would be nice. And tomorrow we'll post the link that if you want to order wraps and be a part of the wrap party, you can do that as well. That's way too much for me to say. So we'll just post the links up tomorrow for that. And then you can order wraps or throw your own wrap party. So, yeah, that'll be fun. But so, you know, I was doing a little homework on the internet today just to find things to talk about, and I found some interesting things. Now, you know I love crazy things, like those two conjoined twins, the sisters that shared, like, the one job and got one paycheck, and I always wonder, like, what happens and all those kinds of horrific things. Allie, you missed this whole conversation. And everybody made fun of me because I wanted to know, like, what happens if one gets a boyfriend and they want to have sex? The other one's got to sit through it too, right? That's kind of rude.
You're talking about conjoined friends, right?
Yeah, you remember they got a show on TLC, and I always wondered, like, you know, what if one gets a boyfriend? Like, is he technically dating two? Like, if he's sleeping with one, he's technically sleeping with them both because they share a vajayjay. You know, so it just always made me wonder.
I've secretly wondered the same thing, and I'm so glad that you brought it up. Because they have two different brains, and they have two different heads. So, like, they have two different relationships with two different people. But, like, how do you decide? Like, what do they do? Do they have, like, a board and they have to reserve a night? Like, okay, tonight the package is mine. You can have tomorrow.
Oh, with a real slim vagina, please stand up.
Well, right, and is it like cheating on the one boyfriend if you're sleeping, or does the lucky bastard get two sisters? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just made me wonder, and they have separate stomachs, so it's like one can be full and one not, but they got to use the same exit. Like, it's kind of crazy to me.
Oh, my gosh,
but,
so how would you know who the dad is if they reproduced? They'd have to wait for DNA. Like, who? Interesting.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I think they share the same, yeah, I'm not really sure. Yeah, that could be kind of crazy. But on the same lines, you know, those old TLC shows, or TLC, they bring us all these great shows. So apparently little people are headed towards divorce. Amy and Matt, does anybody know who they are? Anybody watch the show with the little folks?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I love them. They're so fun. And
well, apparently they are headed for divorce. Apparently the relationship has been in trouble for years. The kids are moving out, and they're splitting. I was like, ooh, like drama with the little folks.
Well, Matt Rule is like a little angry curmudgeon. He isn't much fun.
He's a little curmudgeon? What?
He's just this like angry little ball of fire, you know? I mean, he's just not very much fun. He always has to find the negativity in everything that he does, where Amy's like, let's do this, and let's, you know, this is going to be fun, and, you know, Matt's all about work, and he doesn't really show his wife much time or support.
Well, the article says that their relationship's been rocky for years. At times it seems they're only staying together for the kids. But in the special that aired, they tried to rekindle the flame by going on dates, but it seemed to only cause more problems. Amy told Matt that she knew that ending their marriage was on his mind every day. It's on your mind, too, every day, he said. But Amy denied it. We're not having fun together, though, Matt said. And she said, I think we choose not to. Their trip did seem to spark some magic, but it was short-lived. Only once they returned to the farm, they went back to living in their separate worlds, as Amy put it. She said she doesn't know what's keeping them together at this point. So this makes me wonder, not just for little peoples, but big peoples too. Do we think reality shows, do we just kind of get to a point in our relationships where we just kind of go our own ways?
Yes, absolutely, especially if all of your business is public. I'd rather have my little business and my little private kept private.
Well, I mean, I get that, but even, I mean, if you take the reality show part away, you know, at some point you just get into the mode in the relationship where you start to kind of do your own thing, but you kind of just dwelling in the same space. Like, I feel like you have to work at relationships in order to make them work. And obviously these two are not really trying. They both know they're both unhappy. They both know what they need to do, but they don't want to do it. Yeah.
My question is, okay, which little people is it? Because TLC has two shows. Is it the one with all the kids? Like, or is it the one that just recently started?
It says Little People, Big World.
Big World.
The one with all the kids.
It's the one with all the kids, right? They've got, like, three, like, couple of kids are normal size, and, okay, yeah. They were having
Little People, Big World. Yeah, I think this is the one that's been out for quite some time.
Right.
Yeah, because this is the one that she pissed me off, this little person, because I messaged her and tried to get her on the show, and that bitch didn't even respond. I was so offended.
Oh, God. How do you know that that was her Facebook or Twitter or wherever you messaged her? You can't go off of that.
No, because I went to their website, and that was, like, their press media contact people.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's the thing. They may have never gotten that. They may have never gotten that. How many times have I gotten requests?
Or maybe they just thought they were too big for you, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that little girl pissed me off up to my kneecaps.
That's so horrible. That's so horrible.
I know.
The only thing it is, though, with television and reality and love and relationships, the reality is this. Relationships are hard. And I think when there's added fame, and then there's added, like, you know, they're making money. Like, these reality stars make money. They make a decent wage off of being exposing their life, you know, especially when their show's a hit, you know. So I think when that happens, you know, it's almost like it's hard enough to keep a relationship going when there ain't nothing going on. So add,
right.
You know, two evils, you add money and you add fame, it gets a little tricky.
Right. Well, no, I agree. But, I mean, I just kind of feel like, you know, you know what the issues are. You have to work at it. And it's, like, big or little, like, they just don't seem to be, you know, they get back home and then they're just kind of doing their thing. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Right. No, I agree. I mean, but think about this. Like, what if you've truly fallen out of love with someone? Or what about this? you see yourself on TV and you see your life and your love on TV, and it's not everything you'd hoped it would be. Or you're right. not happy. Like, I mean, that's kind of the hard pill to swallow, I think, when people think, oh, I could do reality, I could do this. But I think when you honestly see yourself on TV and you see yourself react, and, you know, you get to that place where you forget about the camera being there and you're kind of, you know, it becomes all normal, and you go, I didn't handle that situation all too well, or I'm not in love with that person anymore. It's a big pill to swallow, I'm sure.
Right, but they're saying that this has been going on for quite some time, so it may have been happening, like they're not saying
yeah.
it has anything to do with TV. So that's the thing
yeah,
that gets
probably.
Me. But I feel like anybody can fall out of love. If you don't work at it, like, you have to work at it, I feel like, every day. Maybe it's just me. But I feel like nothing comes easy, and love is definitely one of those things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you. I think any relationship you have to work on, but I do think you need to know when to fold them, too, because if they've been staying together for the kids, that's not a good reason to be with somebody. Like, you're going to ruin those kids more by being together and being unhappy than you are if you go off about your life and you continue to raise your children together, find some common ground, and find happiness. Like, your kids need to see their parents happy. Like, I feel, you know.
No,
I
don't
think it's good for parents to stay together.
Right. I completely agree with that. But, like, I wonder, just if you've been together that long, is it,
mm-hmm.
like, do you feel like it's possible, like, after you've been together with somebody for 20 years and maybe the love's gone or you feel like it's gone? Do you think it's possible
well,
to get
maybe,
it back?
Well, maybe you should pull a Brandy from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and just, you know, enter stage left a hall pass. What do you think about that?
No.
Do what?
The hall pass.
The hall pass where you're each allowed to have a day off of your marriage. Do whatever you want to do, and
no.
it doesn't count against you.
Hell no, because it's the thing. You give somebody temptation, 9 out of 10, they're going to like the taste of that temptation. There's no responsibility there. You know, most times when men cheat, there's no responsibility there. That's why it's fun. That's why it's exciting. But at home, there's responsibility, you know? I don't believe in the hall pass.
No.
How about you, Jeff?
Yeah.
Do you believe in a hall
well,
pass?
Well, what about you, Jeffrey? You're the one that kind of said, what if it gets stale? Would you institute a hall pass? What do you think about that?
No, I feel like you just have to work at it. Like, I feel like it doesn't come easy. But I think, like, everybody kind of goes through that. I think if you say this doesn't happen, you're lying. But I think you just have days where you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I might kill this motherfucker. And then the next day, you know, it's a good day, and you're like, it's okay. Well, it is, but I feel like that's what happens. Like, I feel like every relationship goes through that. You have good days,
uh-huh.
you have bad days. Some days you want to slap the bitch. Some days you want to love them. I feel like that's just the way it goes.
That's true.
But you can
uh-huh.
choose to come back from that and move on
uh-huh.
and let things go. Or you continue to just fight and hold the hostility in, like, and it's all up to you. And girl always wants to, because I go through it all the time. But I know a lot of it is bad on me because I tend to hold a grudge. And, you know.
That's ugly.
Not Jeffrey Emmett.
I can be a little angry.
No, never.
Yeah, that never happens.
Never.
But I think it does. Like, so, Allie, what do you think?
I think every relationship is similar in that, you know, friendships also. There are times where you've known that person for 10 years and things just get a little too comfortable and you have to find new
uh-huh.
ways to reconnect. It's the same thing with a marriage. Especially yep. as women, we are... It's our personality to nurture the children and to take care of home and sort of... you know, push other things aside, and it's a man's nature typically to focus on work and in other areas, you know, male bonding and stuff like that. You really need to, I mean, you know, my husband goes and hunts and he does this and that, and, you know, he's keeping himself busy, but we also have to remember we need to make time for each other and we need to find ways
right.
to find common ground and to communicate. It's not just, hey, I'm going to get back to you in 10 years, and then we're going to be like, oh, yeah, remember me. I definitely do not believe in the hall pass. I gotta say, I think that's like the worst idea ever. I think that was just created by some man full of testosterone that was like, yo, I got this big booty bitch in the back seat waiting. I'll be home in like 5 hours.
That's funny. Yeah, that's right. And you know what? To piggyback what something that, you know, Allie said, I really think a lot of times we don't accept the fact that, you know, like she said, sometimes you're friends with people and you get a little too comfortable or things, you know, or you're with someone and things get kind of stale and you've got to really work to recharge that friendship, love affair, whatever it is. But I really don't, you know, I honestly think at the end of the day, we don't accept the fact that sometimes people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. There's only going to be a few lifetime connections. And sometimes you're with someone and it's, you're with them for the rest of your life. You can't imagine your life without that. And then sometimes you're with someone and it was like that at one point, but something changed. Like, I really don't think you're the same person. Like, let's say, how long were they together? Forever? Like, 20 years? Something crazy?
Oh, I don't know.
It was
together like
a long time. They have kids. Yeah, they have kids that are almost grown. So if you think about it, who she was and who he was 25 years ago, they're two totally different people now. And now their kids are getting older. They're probably going to go to college. They probably see a different life, and they're like, it's just going to be me and you in a minute, and I'm not really feeling you anymore.
If you are going to have someone in your life forever, what do you think about dating all past, knowing they're not going to take it and knowing the grass isn't greener?
Well, why would you even have to offer it, though? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like if we're at the point where I have to offer you a way out, then we need to just get out.
I think a lot
even if it's one night. Even if it's one night. If you need a way out for me for one night, then we don't need to be together. That's how I feel.
Well, I think it could be a lovely manipulative tool. Here,
you just okay, there should be no manipulation when it comes to love. If Katrina, then you ain't in love. You ain't in love. Is that a manipulative tool? So what happens, though? Okay, let's say this. What if you love someone, right, and you give them that hall pass? And what happens if they take it? How would you feel?
I chop them off.
So then you just manipulated yourself. You manipulated yourself.
Well, I really think it's actually kind of a tool that will get you further in the know. You know, if I did give someone a hall pass and they used it in a way I didn't want them to use it, then I know that I don't need them in my life. Because
yeah, but
I really
if you have to give it to them in the beginning, you don't need them.
I think they would have done it regardless. I don't think it's me saying go ahead that makes them actually go ahead. I think you're going to whether or not I tell you to. It's just now I've seen it sooner. I think if you told Joey go ahead, he wouldn't because he doesn't want to and he doesn't need to and you know that. I think that if I were, you know, hanging out with some new Blue Ranger and I said, hey, Blue Ranger, go ahead and talk to that Pink Ranger, if that Blue Ranger did, then I'd know I'm out. It's not, I don't need to go any further. But if that Blue Ranger didn't, hey, maybe I could put on a pink outfit and call it a day.
You know what it is, though? I think at the end of the day, our approach is different. I feel like I'm not going to play no games with you. It needs to be all on the table or we don't need to even talk. Like, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to tease you, I'm not going to test you, I'm not going to provoke you. I'm not even
going
to.
But at the same time,
if I have a feeling it's not good, then 9 out of 10 it's not good. Huh?
But your relationship's going good and it's not an issue. I really don't think going stale would ever be a thing for you.
Yeah.
No, because she's breaking the sheets.
Yeah, but even if it was,
but I don't think that's really ever going to concern you. Why?
No, but let's say just hypothetically speaking, let's say 5 years from now, I'm not where I'm at, and it's not a good look. figure out what's going on with them. I'm not going to give them a test. I'm going to say, look, fool, do you want to go? If you want to go, bye. But I ain't giving you permission to go and then possibly come back. Like, they're not ever going to ever think that that's an option. Not for me. Like, I just don't roll with it. I just don't. I'm just like, I guess in my opinion, like, I feel like the more straight up you are, it's respected, because then if you play a game, then they're gonna treat you like you're something. You're a toy. I don't want to be treated like I'm a toy, so I'm not gonna play any games with you.
Well, I like to be played with.
But then when you get played with, you can't get mad if you get burned. You can't get mad if you lose in a game. You can't.
I didn't say I like fire. I said I like to play.
That's what I say. I don't, I guess I don't, when it comes to love, I don't play, because if I lose, I've opened myself to lose. And I don't want to be in that position to where you always know how I feel, I always know how you feel, and we're going to just do this. We're gonna go balls to the wall and make this relationship work. And then the day that I don't feel like someone's commitment or enthusiasm is still there, we can try and work on it. But if we've figured out that, you know what, things have changed, then you move on. I think if you're to a point where you give someone a hall pass, then it's like almost playing with fire. You're gonna get burned.
Yeah, I kind of have to go with that. Okay, but another scenario is, and I think Allie kind of brought it up, and Allie can kind of attest to this because she has some babies. I feel like a lot of people, you know, maybe they get together and they have kids quickly in the relationship, or maybe not even quickly. Maybe, you know, they go 5 years without kids, but then they spend, you know, 18 years, 20 years raising children, and then the children are gone, and that's kind of been your focus for all those years. I feel like a lot of people lose sight of each other during that time. So I feel like a lot of people have issues. And I mean, look at it now. Like, a lot of people that have grown, raised kids are now getting divorced because they forgot what it was like to love each other and, you know, do things for themselves. Like, I have a lot of friends that, like, put their kids first, their kids are the universe, where their marriage is failing because for the last 20 years they focused on their kids and not their marriage at all. I feel like that's a big issue, too. And people need to, like, you know, that's hard.
Right. I remember an Oprah episode when I was young. I was raised on Oprah and
episode?
And Jeffrey knows all about this. But I remember this one chick one time that was talking about how you really need to keep your man number one. Your husband comes first, your wife comes first, even above the kids' needs. And people don't think about that. Like I said, they get so consumed. They get lost.
Well, didn't Juliana Rancic? Didn't Juliana Rancic say that recently? And she got so much backlash because she said her husband's the most important thing. She got, like, murdered. People were so mad. Oh, she spent all this time trying to have a baby. She finally had a baby via surrogate, and now her husband's the most important thing. And I didn't think anything was wrong with that. I agreed with her.
You would think that kind of makes sense because she went through all that with him to get a baby. So why wouldn't he be number one?
Right.
And, you know, the foundation of a home is the mother and father as a unit, you know, or mother and mother, father and father, whatever your family unit is.
Thanks for that.
Your parents are you're welcome, baby. Your parents are your foundation. And if they're not happy, the children are not happy. They learn from those relationships, and they follow that example, and that is how they will perpetuate their lifestyle through all their future relationships and raise their children. You need to raise your children in a loving environment. It's full of communication.
Right. I agree. I have a girlfriend, and I love her to death. And I think when she first had her baby, she, you know, that maternal gene kicked in, and she was very strong, 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 baby, 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 baby. I mean, there would be times we'd go over to their house for a barbecue, and she's upstairs with the baby, and she's a wealthy woman. Like, she's wealthy enough to have a nanny. And I would be like, you need to let your nanny play with the baby, and you need to be down here having fun with your husband. You know, this is grown-up time. And he even said that to her. And one day we got into this huge discussion, and luckily for us, we're very honest as friends with each other, and I was like, she said, you know, it's like I feel like I'm in a tug of war. You know, I want to take care of my baby, and I have the means to have help. But at the end of the day, I want to be the one that she, you know, her thing was she never wanted to be where her nanny, like if the baby started crying, the nanny reached for the nanny and didn't reach for her. And I go, okay, the baby came out of your stomach. There's going to be a connection unlike no other, you know. You and that baby are going to be connected for life. There might be a time that she reaches for her, but it's only because she's used to her being around and she's used to her comforting her. You would want your baby to want that person to take care of them because now you know that person's doing a good job at taking care of them. I said, but think about it this way. What happens to your husband who always reaches for you and you're not there? What's he supposed to do? He might reach for somebody else, and you really need to think about that. I told her, you signed on.
Okay, listen, guys, don't hate me, but I'm going to go reach for somebody else now because I have to go get some drinks. I'm in Nollins, and, you know, I kind of got to go do my thing.
Can I get a hall pass?
Hey, hall pass. Don't tell my nanny I need a hall pass. Don't tell my man, okay, bye.
Oh, God. All right, so anyways, my whole point was, is I told her, I said, you signed on to be a wife. That was the first commitment you made, even before you signed on to be a mother. And I just felt like she needed to kind of have that shock. Like, you need to kind of think about that because your husband needs you. And I was like, what happens if your marriage breaks down? Like, what happens? Then what happens to the kids then? You didn't take care of the kids. You didn't take care of your husband. So now you didn't take care of home. Like, I just don't see, you know, I got what she was saying. Like, she was kind of going through that place. I don't know, some moms go through, you know. She didn't want to feel replaced or she didn't want to feel lazy as a mother. I was like, I don't think that's the case. I just think that if your daughter reaches for the nanny, that's a good thing. At least you know the nanny's taking care of her, you know. She don't want anything to do with her, then you might, you know. I don't know. What do you think, Jeffrey? Because, I mean, you're in that industry.
I think it's actually great. Like, and I feel like a lot of people don't do that, you know. And there was just a couple that I was just like, look, you guys have to have you time. You need to get a babysitter. You need to go out. You need to do things together. Like, the first couple I ever nannied for, like, they kind of blew my mind because they didn't actually eat dinner with their kids. The kids ate. They put the kids to bed, and then the parents had dinner and kind of had their own time, which, you know, it's kind of taboo in the child world. But at the same time, I was like, they're doing, I think, what's best for their relationship. You know, like, they had their kid time, and they also had their adult time. Like, they partied hard, but they put them babies to bed, and they didn't play. Like, that's what it was. But I have to tell you, I'm trying to take the saran wrap off right now, girl. It's an experience. So, yeah, like, I don't know. Ellie, what do you think? Like, oh, God, this is loud. I'm going to mute myself. Ellie, you give your take on that. Because I think Karen is right, though, completely. Like, you got to do friend time.
Yeah, I mean, I can speak from experience because Jeffrey at one time was my nanny. And he has watched both of my children. And he was the first sitter that I was so proud and happy to hear my son say, I want to go there. When am I going back? And, you know, he had my daughter from, what was it, Jeffrey? 6 weeks old she came to you until about like 8 or 9 months old. And, you know, there were times that she probably preferred him over me. You know, there were times she was trying to latch on to Jeffrey because she's like, oh, this is plushy like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yeah, she totally tried to suck on my boob. It was a little awkward.
I mean, from my perspective, it was like, you know, this is a person that I trust and that I have chosen for a reason. And I took great comfort in knowing that my kids did love him so much. And, you know, when we were visiting there on Saturday, they both just helped themselves like they were right at home. For me, that is a huge comfort. And I am one of those parents where I do not raise mama's boys, mama's girls, whatever the case. You know, I don't want my child getting attached to me because there is a real world out there. And I'm not holding your hand through life. You know, you're moving out when you're 18. and don't come back. I mean, come back for a night, but you're not moving back in. You know, you got to prepare these kids early. You know, I might be rough and tough to some people, but, you know, I still show my kids a lot of love and a lot of conditioning. And I think that that's part of the conditioning you have to show them. It is okay to trust in other people, and it is okay that mom's not always right there. And especially for dad, dad needs his wife, you know. He doesn't get that same comfort out of the kids that moms do. You know, they don't carry the baby for 9 months and,
right.
You know, it's a whole different sort of bonding between dad and child than mom and child. Jeffrey, how the hell are you getting this saran wrap off? I can't find the end to unwrap myself.
I had to just start ripping it apart with my hands because I couldn't.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need to get the scissors out. I feel like it's going to be sausage.
No.
I can't break the sausage casing.
Wait till you have to, like, when you take the wrap off, the gel's, like, all there, and I just had to, like, rub it in, and I didn't know that it was ever going to rub in.
Oh, my gosh. This is really disturbing. I should have
told you it's
going to
rip off
thing.
All your hair.
No, it didn't. It didn't. It actually came right off, but it just took a lot of rubbing to get it to rub into my
Your hair came
body.
Right off or the wrap did?
No, the wrap came right off. But I hope, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I probably should. What the fuck?
Dude, I feel like I just took off a girdle. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, I probably really should have exfoliated first. Would have probably been the best. But, okay, let me pull out my little tape measure here. Woo, that's cold. Okay. Oh, get the fuck out of here. No way.
Don't tell me you're bigger.
No, I lost 2 inches.
For real?
I swear to God. Not
wow.
Kidding.
I'm pretty excited. I need to go measure myself. Oh, that scoop is really disgusting.
I know. It's kind of gross.
Oh, my gosh, girls. I feel like we really should have done this in a group setting so that they could
survive.
Everybody was sitting at it. This is really gross.
I freaking lost 2 inches. 2 inches. I did it. Wow.
That's
okay.
Awesome. We still have 72 more hours, well, 71 more hours to go.
I know. Jane, I'm going to send you one of these. Not that you need to lose it, but you got to try it.
At least get the experience, right?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
I cannot believe this. Oh, my God, I'm kind of so, like, geekly excited right now.
Jeffrey, how many of these are you going to buy now?
I'm probably going to buy stock.
Okay, I got my tape measure out. I'm going for it. Give me a few minutes. If I go silent here,
now,
don't worry.
How does it look?
How does it look? Hold
yeah,
on.
Like my
I
skin definitely.
School. Call 911.
My skin.
I don't know. I still got the kangaroo pouch.
Oh.
I mean, it didn't like disappear instantly.
My skin is definitely smoother. Oh, I can't wait to see what it looks like in the morning. I'm so excited. I cannot believe we did this on air, by the way.
Okay.
I can.
Only us. Well, I did notice, though, I have to say, like, I totally muted myself a while back, just a few seconds ago, and I had to pee, basically, and it stunk.
Releasing
all the stunk?
Like yeah, like almost
like
asparagus.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was definitely, you know, how, like, if you go drinking or if you're on medication or whatever, you know, it'll be a different color. Like, it was totally darker. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe it really is the toxin me. Who knew?
Did you pee on the air? Were you talking while you peed?
No, I muted myself. I do it all the time.
That's
not me peeing right
really
now.
Funny.
I'm washing my hands.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Why?
Okay.
Did you lose anything?
To be all, what?
Did you lose any inches?
I just got done measuring. And I did. There are three areas you measure, and I've lost one, one and a half, and a half. So it's at three. Three total.
Oh, my.
That's amazing.
Oh, my. It kind of crazy, right?
Yes. And remember, when we talked before the show, I told you, I was like, this thing better work. Like, hopefully I'll take a massive dump during the show or something. I didn't even have to do that, and I still lost.
It's kind of neat. Like, I'm kind of excited about it. Like, I totally cannot wait for tomorrow to see if we both lose more. And then I'm going to do another one on Saturday now because I want to see, you know, how much more I can get it down. That's kind of exciting.
Well, I told you, man, if this thing works on the kangaroo pouch, I'm doing my thighs next. Got to get rid of some thunder. It's going
to
storm.
Well, they say you're supposed to keep doing, like, I think you have to do, like, X amount or, you know, do a couple in the same area, and you'll get even better results, and then go to another area.
I can do that. Hey, if it keeps working, I'll just keep doing my whole damn body.
I know, right? I'll be plastering this thing up. And I did ask if you could do more than one, and I think you can at a time.
I think.
I'm not sure, but she's going to come on tomorrow. We'll have her on for a few minutes to just tell everybody where they can order this if they want to order some wraps. So make sure you tune back in tomorrow to find out if we lose even more inches. So I lost a total of 3 inches just on my gut, and Allie lost a total of 3 inches combined.
Yes.
Which
three
is just, I cannot believe, 3 inches in one spot. Like, I'm just, I keep looking down at my stomach like, it does look smaller. Okay,
you know, I do feel less jiggly. I gotta say, I'm like kind of wiggling. There's a little less jiggle.
Well, yeah, it is supposed to firm your body. Yeah, I definitely, in the area that I had it on, not in other places, but it does definitely feel firmer and not as pudgy, which is so neat. But I want to let everybody know too, Allie, the link that you sent me to James, did you get it in the chat room?
I did. Okay,
so if you would like to join in our Pink Zebra candle party, you can start ordering. James put the link up to where you can order, and you can actually start ordering tonight. And then if you want to host an online catalog party or just a virtual catalog party or whatever, I'm sure there's a link on the page, right, Allie, to contact you, and then they can host their own little party and get themselves some free product or maybe sell it.
Absolutely.
I know we have some listeners that are looking for a job, and this is a newer product. It's kind of a new thing, right, onto the market. So it's only been out for a while?
18 months, Pink Zebra has been established for, and they are rapidly growing. At the time that I became a consultant, there were only 400 in the U.S., and there are now 1,300 consultants in the U.S. It is rapidly growing. So please join now. Be the first consultant in your area. And get ahead of the game, because this is a rapidly growing company.
Right, and everybody loves candles. And they have those other parties, like, you know, I was telling Allie, like, I used to do candlelight parties, but they're so expensive. I mean, you know, if you've got a middle income, you can't afford that stuff. So, you know, I could never sell that kind of stuff. It's too expensive, whereas this is actually really affordable. They have, like, these fabulous martini glasses, and you get 6 of them for, like, $18. Like, it's kind of crazy. So, I mean, I feel that it's wicked affordable, you know, and I'm cheap. So check it out. Go to the website. The links are up in the chat room on the Facebook page, facebook.com/uncensoredradio. Check it out and make sure you're coming back tomorrow, because Allie's going to be back with us again. And we're going to talk about how having oral sex can get you some cancer.
Yes, HPV is on the rise, people.
I read that article about Michael Douglas was like, get the fuck out of here. So we don't have enough time to cover it tonight, but we're totally going to talk about it tomorrow. Oh, we're done already?
Mm-hmm.
All right, kids, well, make sure you're checking out the pages. Me and Ellie are going to keep losing weight.
Woo-hoo!
Good night, everybody.